Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Strong Mind, Strong Body. I'm your host, Angie Miller, and today we are going to talk about accelerating your side hustle. I feel like those of us in the fitness, health, and wellness space, and actually in so many spaces today, we navigate many different roles, if you will. And I think side hustles are a big thing. After all, it's kind of a fluid stream of income and maybe a passive stream of income. And it's a great way to kind of live your dream, but also, again, generate that side income. So I have a guest today. Her name is Katie Graham. She's been on the show before. I love Katie. She has become a good friend, and she's also such a great person to talk to. Katie is an expert life and confidence coach, and she empowers clients to cultivate profitable side hustles. In fact, she's just built an entire course on how we can get out of our own way so that we can actually begin this business of side hustle and how to overcome obstacles and kind of get our priorities in order so that we can simplify the process. So Katie's great because she's always very action oriented. She's just got these tips and tricks that get you started and keep you going so that you see your way to success. So Katie, I'm going to bring you in and have you introduce yourself. How you doing?
I'm great. And as Angie said, I am Katie Graham with Everyday Confidence Coaching. I am a coach and I'm a course creator, and I'm actually also an intuitive healer, which makes things really fun on top of things. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks, Angie.
You bet. And you know, Katie, you are an intuitive healer. You have this way of kind of feeling people and sensing people and also using action items to kind of draw out what people most want and need. So curious, because I know you create a lot of courses. You've created many courses in the past. You do a lot of one-on-one coaching. What got you interested in doing this whole side hustle course? Because that's a unique niche, if you will.
It's a very unique niche. So I have been in business for myself for over 15 years. And throughout those years, I've also had corporate jobs and I've worked in nonprofits. And so I've always had my own side thing on top of the corporate job. And I just never understood where my time went. So I could be spending 20 or 30 hours on my side gig and it wasn't moving forward. I'd have a really pretty website. I'd have a really pretty Instagram feed, but it wasn't bringing in business. And I got so frustrated that I actually reached out to my team, which on the intuitive side is a whole different thing. And I asked for divine inspiration. And this is what came through. That I worked on for myself. And so once I got into understanding what I needed to do to get out of my own way, I started helping my clients do the same thing. So it was something I did because I needed it. And when it worked for me, I helped other people make it work for them.
I like that because I think that when things come from personal experience, they actually draw in the right people. Right. So that's so true. I think when you are an entrepreneur and when you're doing your own business, I think there are so many times a day can go by and you can think, gosh, I've sat at my desk 8 to 10 hours and I can't actually come up with action items that I got done, or maybe I got one or two action items done, but did it actually lead me to the end goal? And I do think that so many times it's like we get in our own way. And for me, and you and I have talked about this, it becomes paralysis by analysis. I get all these different ideas and opinions from all these different experts. And then it's like piles of information sitting in my brain. And I think, okay, everybody's got great ideas and great things that I should do first or next. Mm-hmm. But where do I actually begin, right?
Exactly. And that is right where I started because I was right there too. And a lot of my clients are there. They're these smart, intelligent women who work corporate jobs. They know exactly what they're at. They're high in their own fields. But when it comes to their own stuff, they get so strung up on, do I do it their way? Do I do it this way? Do I do it that way? Well, I could do this. I could do this with my business. Maybe I'll do these four other things. As entrepreneurs, we have so many ideas of so many things that we could do that we get stuck in the what's next. Mm-hmm. And so that is what the Accelerate Your Side Hustle was all about, is instead of me saying my entire business is this, I set out to say, for 2 hours a week, I'm going to focus on this one thing. And it could be one little tiny part of your business that you say, I want to do that, but maybe I'm scared to make my whole business. So we start off with small projects. Like, I know you are a speaker. So for you, it'd be more of a, I'm going to focus on speaking dedicated 2 hours a week. That's not when I'm educating myself. That's when I'm actually focused on those items. And you're actually in those two focused hours will probably do more than you would in 30 hours a week having to fill that time.
You know, I think that is key. I think that breaking it into manageable chunks and saying, okay, Angie, if you really want to build your speaking business, how about if you just focus on a manageable chunk, like 2 hours a week or 1 hour a day or whatever that might be, so that it is broken up, because otherwise it is very paralyzing, especially because the whole idea of a side hustle is it's a side hustle. It's not your whole entire stream of income. And a lot of times it's not your main source. And so how much reasonable time can you put into something? So that's one of the ways you got out of your own way, was to break it into manageable chunks. Mm-hmm. What's another way that you get out of your way? Because I do think this is a common problem.
So when I sat down and said, what do I want to do in my business? I had 3 pages of line by line information of what I wanted to offer, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to show up for my clients, how I wanted to show up in the world. And that's really overwhelming. So 3 pages of where do I go from here? So it was narrowing down that one thing I wanted to start with. It doesn't mean I'm not going to focus on the other things. It means this is what I'm doing first. So I picked out that one thing I was doing first and said, for 2 hours a week, I'm going to do this one single thing. And from there, it was giving myself permission to say, it's okay to spend 2 hours a week on that one thing. I know that sounds silly, but it's one of those that you sit down at your desk and you say, okay, I'm focused on this. Oh, look, Angie texted me. I'm going to text her back right now. It's like, no, I can't do that. Here's my time. And that one thing brings you into this whole different other mindset of, can I do it? Am I good enough? Can I really do that? And then you start self-sabotaging. So it's bringing you back in to not just work on that one thing, but to break it down into such simple steps that you can't say, oh, I don't know what to do next. It's like, oh, okay, I can't stop because I know what's coming next.
Okay. So it's even, you know, it's funny too, because my speaker mastermind group, we have implementation. So every other week for 2 hours, we do an implementation session. And all it is we all log on to Zoom. Nobody talks to anybody, but it is actual just accountability. So we sit on a Zoom call. We can see each other's faces. We've got ourselves muted, and it's literally implementation time. It is time set aside to say, I'm going to get busy and do this. And by being on camera means we're not going to go escape and do this or that. Because to your point, if you say, I'm only going to do this 2 hours a week, that's manageable. But if you say, I have to work on this every day, and you don't actually have a time frame, then it becomes overwhelming. And then you don't get anything else done. And chances are you don't even get the thing done that you want. So then it's a waste of day. So, okay. So you do this, you set aside these chunks of time, you hold yourself accountable, you break everything into small pieces. And of course the word permission is one of my favorite words. You give yourself permission to say, look, if I said these 2 hours were social media, that's all I'm going to do. Not going to answer email, not going to do anything else. I'm just going to do that one thing. A friend of mine calls it the next right step. She always says, what's your next right step? Absolutely. And then it's that one step you're going to take that feels like the next right thing. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you'll do the next one. What do you think of that?
I love that. And that's actually really flows into what we already do with the Accelerate Your Side Hustle. So we always talk about what's your waypoint, and we break things down from, okay, so I'm only going to work on social media, but in your social media, what are your different waypoints that you're going to reach? And so you know your next right step in this waypoint, I am focusing on creating content. And when you look at your creating content, where are you going to, what are your 5 steps in that? And so you always know when you're creating content, you're going to do this first, this second, this third, this fourth. And then when you're done with that, you know where your next right step is. So I love that. I love that.
Yeah. Little beats, little bits, little chunks of things at a time. And, you know, curious about that, kind of on a side note, Katie, you're a big Instagram person. You're really, really good at social media. You use it a lot. For those who are implementing side hustles or thinking about a side gig, obviously you believe in the power of Instagram. Tell us why. How does that help a small business?
Ah, you're going to make me get nitty gritty. So yes, I actually have multiple Instagram accounts. I have one account that I met Angie through, which is currently called at Pure Awakenings. My handle is Pure Awakenings with an S at the end. And I call that my quote account. That is the account that people come to for inspiration. It's the one they come to hear my story and to say, oh, I'm not alone in the world. That is the account as my absolute passion project account. I love it. I love everything to do with that account. And it's a phenomenal way to reach people. But I will be honest that that account is not where my money comes from. That is a public service Instagram account. And I've been testing other smaller accounts, which I think, Angie, you know, I've talked about a little bit. And you can actually shift your Instagram accounts to do what you want it to do. So I've got the passion account, but now I'm working on accounts that are very specific to the niche. So if I've got an account that is specifically for Accelerate Your Side Hustle, that's the handle, and it's not really up and running as of this podcast, but it will be soon. And that account is all about giving the tips that entrepreneurs need to share those little mentality things of, hey, you know, this is what came up for me today. Here's a way that I worked around it and might work for you. It's going to be the way to show people how your services help them. It's a way to highlight how they can get better on what they're doing by using what you do. Did that answer your question?
It did. And actually what kind of came to my mind, I'm going to be honest, is that I think about your Instagram like small little side hustles, because one Instagram feed, you know, you called it a public service feed. That's just where you speak to people and you kind of resonate with them and tell them things that inspire them and make them feel good. And then another one is more of a business driver. But I do think that all of those in a roundabout way drive business because they increase your presence. And so I do think that people need to find their way. I've had LaShonda was on here talking about YouTube. And so I think that everybody has to find their space, whether it's YouTube or whether it's Instagram, find what works for you and what works for your business, and then use that because it is free marketing, really. And so why wouldn't you use one of those channels as best as you can?
And I love how you said one of those channels, not every channel.
Right. Because right there, I started to get triggered, because anytime somebody says social media, I start to get triggered. So because that in and of itself is another business, if you will. So, and not everyone can hire a virtual assistant, which of course is the one thing that everybody recommends as a speaker, as anybody who is an entrepreneur, is hire a virtual assistant. But for most of us, we need to have money coming in before we can put money out. And so, I want to go back to the course and how you help people with this whole side hustle thing. So you help them to get out of their way by making it manageable and small and giving them permission to take their time, if you will. But what are some steps then? Like, or even you could walk me through some of the powerful questions you might ask somebody to get into what it is they want to do with this side hustle.
So we normally start. And I will say I've been working with this with private clients for so long that we've now moved it into the on-demand where you can actually go through it yourself. So the on-demand is a little bit different than the private client, which is why I'm actually offering an opportunity to work with me in a single session. And you can actually you will be able to listen in on Angie and I doing a getting clear session as well. So you can actually see it in progress before you do your own or after you do your own and you have questions. But a few of the steps that we start with, or the few questions, is what one thing are you starting with? I know you've got 1,000 things on your list, but what is that one thing that you're starting with? Are you going to focus on your social media? Is your plan to, as Angie is doing, she is building a speaking part of her business. Is that her one thing she's working on? And then for Angie, I know we kind of went through this before, but you narrowed down your speaking, but do you want to share how you want to speak?
Because I did. You asked me some interesting questions, you know, because for many of us who are entrepreneurs, we do several things. I coach, I speak, I work as a therapist, I travel and educate. And so we focused on, well, what would that look like to build my speaking in more corporate environments and to bridge that gap between mental and physical and emotional well-being. And so we started with that. And then where did we go from there then? Kind of tell me your.
So we got you narrowed down because you went from all the way out here. We got you narrowed down to speaking. Right. And it was, who do you want to talk to? And you narrowed that down into, I want to talk to the corporate women. And correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I'm remembering corporate women to actually inspire them to take care of them, their health and their wellness and be their best self. Correct?
Pretty much corporate men and women, just all of us who want to feel healthy and well inside and out. Absolutely.
Perfect. So from there, we'd say, well, what are those five parts of that speaking or five different areas that you want to get you to where you want to go? So I'm not very familiar with corporate speaking, but I know one thing is you need clients, right? Mm-hmm. So one of your waypoints may be you need clients. What are the other parts of putting together a speaking business?
Oh, I like that. So you need clients. You also need to have a speaker's reel. You need to have testimonials. I'm just shooting off the hip here, but because you need people who can validate your services. But again, you need that speaker's reel to say your authenticity, to show you as a speaker. And I think that those are some of the ways that you generate clients. I also think another big one would be networking. I think for all of us, I'm joining a women's networking community here in Charlotte for those who are entrepreneurial women who own their own businesses. And so I think that's a big one too, because within any networking environment, you're going to meet people. So whether you go to the Chamber of Commerce meetings or whether you join a networking community, mm-hmm. I think that's a huge one for anybody who wants to build a side hustle.
Absolutely. That's perfect. So we would actually take those, we'd narrow what you have there down to 5 points. So you're networking, you're building your reel. What are those five things? And then we're going to take one of those next. We'll actually do it for all five, but if we were doing it for one, so we take networking and say, what are going to be your turn by turn directions in that? If you know you want to be out networking, where are you going to do it? You can do it on social media. You can, as you said, networking. Where else do you network? I'm sorry, networking.
Network on social media, network in the groups that I just talked about. Mm-hmm. So deep diving into the groups that are local to you, but also maybe national groups that are available online. Networking that way so that more eyes and ears are on your website and whatever it is that you're putting out there to build your brand. I think that's huge.
That's perfect. So we would start with your main five, and then we take each of those five and we break it down into five easy steps. So it could be step one is making a list of all the places I'm going to network. Step two, I'm going to work on the online ones because I can do those in my pajamas. Step three, I'm going to get out and attend 4 networking events this week. Step four, whatever, however order those go in. That's what you're going to do to just start your stuff. Is that so far so good?
Perfect, actually. Perfect. So far so good on my end.
So once we have your waypoints, once we have your turn by turns, then we're going to start talking about your pit stops and your obstacles. So we know that if you know where you're going, you can get there. But what happens when you get a flat tire? What do you do to recover?
I call AAA.
Exactly. You have a plan. If you have a flat tire, you call AAA. We do the same thing that if you get a flat tire or what you term a flat tire on this journey, you already have a plan in place as to how you're going to take care of it. If you get on a detour, meaning those 2 hours that you're supposed to be spending on networking, you ended up talking to a friend for 3 hours and go, oh, instead of going, oh, that's my day, I don't have any more, you're going to have a plan in place of how to recover from that. And that's what we do with finding your pit stops. That's what we do with finding your obstacles. Everything that could come up, we're going to make a plan for. So when or if it hits, it's not a, oh my God, I have to stop. It's a, oh, that's part of the plan. I already know what to do. I already know how to fix it. It's not going to derail me. It's not going to sidetrack me.
I like that. So yeah. I'm going to pause for a minute, Katie. I want to reintroduce you. So my name is Angie, and this is Strong Mind, Strong Body. I'm talking to Katie Graham. She's an expert life and confidence coach, and she has developed a program to help those of us who want to accelerate our side hustle, who want this fluid stream of income that is outside of our maybe everyday job or, you know, brings in some additional income, but also speaks to our joy. And Katie, one of the things that I was thinking about when you were going through this is I teach a workshop in the health and wellness industry about falling off the wagon. Like what happens when your client is an avid exerciser, they go on vacation or they get injured and then they fall off the wagon, if you will. And I always say that's a huge part of exercise adherence is knowing what's going to happen when things get in the way. Because if we don't talk to our clients about that, we're kind of doing a disservice because things are always going to get in the way.
Oh, yes. So and you've already got that knowledge.
Yeah. So I like that. I like that you cover that because I think that that's a big thing for all of us is when people have a day job, if you will, they might have PTO, they might take it off when they get sick, but it's different when they're a business owner. It's different because they are their marketer, they're, you know, the whole thing, right? They're, you name it.
You don't work, you don't get paid.
Right. Exactly. So what's another, so they, you kind of break it down, you go 5 to 5 to 5 and you just keep layering it.
We just keep layering it in. So by the time you're through, we already have this way by way or waypoint by waypoint. We know where we're going. And if somebody out there goes, what's a waypoint? If you can picture yourself driving down Route 66, maybe your first waypoint is reaching that Oklahoma state sign. That's a waypoint. And then your next waypoint would be a giant ball of twine. And then your next waypoint might be Winslow, Arizona, standing on a corner, and just down the line. And then we know when you're driving down that route, which way you're going to turn next. And then we know that when you get to a certain spot, you're going to stop and you're going to take pictures, or we call it our celebration points or our scenic overlooks, if you will, where you get to go back and see how far you come. The one thing that women in general, I should say in general, we don't celebrate our wins. We don't take the time to say, wow, I did that. We don't take the time to acknowledge what we've done. So when we get there, we just keep going. The Accelerate Your Side Hustle, one of the biggest parts of it is taking that moment to look back how far you've come because it refills your tank. It gets you so excited about moving forward that you can say, oh, I can't believe I've come this far so fast. So you can then hop back on the road excited and ready to go. It's not the daily grind anymore.
You know, I think that's a huge one. And I think that's worth taking a pause, Katie, because I do think that women and men do it. And I did a podcast recently and somebody else kind of brought up a similar point. And we were talking about how we don't celebrate our wins. We don't pause because all we think about is the end of the road. You know, if the map is 2,000 miles long where we want to get, every 100 miles, we maybe don't sit back and go, okay, yes, I haven't made the 2,000 miles, but I've made 100 miles and this is where I'm at right now. And if we would do that, I think we would be far more motivated and far less demoralized, if you will. Because I've definitely had phone calls where I've called a friend or a mentor and said, I'm completely demoralized. This is where I thought I would be. This is where I'm at. And then they've had to pause, turn me around and say, yes, and we learned that in improv too. Yes, and yes, and this is what you've already accomplished, or you wouldn't even be that 100 miles in. And I think if you're going to be an entrepreneur and you're going to pick up a side hustle, you have to do the yes, and you have to pause and say, and this is how far I've come. I still have time to get those 2,000 miles.
Absolutely. And for all those listening in who might be the coaches or the health coaches, the wellness coaches, the fitness trainers, you celebrate your clients' wins all along the way. Why would you not celebrate your own? It's if you're doing it for your client, why are you not doing it for yourself? And that's kind of where we come down to on that.
Yeah, 100%. But we're always better at celebrating other people's wins, I think. I think it's just in our human nature if we're helping professionals. So, Katie, I have to share with everybody, because I know your personal story is that you're going to travel for a minute or two. And your, if I understand it correctly, your impetus for doing the side hustle course was A, because you were finding yourself stuck in sitting at your desk all day long, but not getting where you want to go. But also it was because I want to be able to basically be a nomad, a digital nomad. And I want to be able to do that and still bring in income. And so it made you rethink your own personal strategy. Am I correct?
That's correct. So I actually created this course about 3 years ago, and I started offering it in small groups around 2 years ago. And I've been offering to small groups and clients individually for that all that time. And I love it. I love helping people figure out where to go next. But it takes a lot of time to work a client to client on this. So my plan, my goal, is to make this so that I can help 100 people, 200 people, and help them reach their goals in the same amount of time I can help three. And that would allow me to assist more people while also being on the road and traveling.
And I think that every speaker, every trainer, every coach out there can resonate with that, because there's helping one person at a time, which is lovely and beautiful. And then there's being able to help a community of people all at the same time and make a greater impact. And I think that every one of us out there could resonate with that and think, well, gosh, if I had the chance to help one person versus 50 people and have the same impact, but a higher reach, I think most of us would say absolutely. I think that's huge. So what I hear in here, because I kind of wrote this even in the description, is that it's about prioritizing what we most want. Because as entrepreneurs, we have many things we're good at and we like to do. So you have to prioritize, and then you have to simplify the process by breaking it into pieces. And then you have to think through the obstacles. Are there any other pieces of this whole kind of side hustle thing that you would want to say?
Yes. The one thing that I've learned the most is that when you have that accountability, like you were talking, you have that for your speakers. When you have that accountability built in and you're not doing it alone, you go further faster. So I actually created this on-demand course, or this workshop that you can take on demand when you're ready in your pajamas. And then you can join the 30-day bootcamp when you're ready. So that's all included in the whole course, is yet you get the workshop and then you get 30 days to be part of this group where I'll be popping in on office hours, and you can say, hey, I'm stuck on this, or I've hit this. How did somebody else get around this? We can get in there and celebrate our wins together. We can talk about, hey, here's a lesson I learned today. And, you know, maybe somebody else won't have to learn it because you shared it. So we've got this community that we're going to be building, so you're not alone, that you have other people around you who are going through the exact same thing you're going through. And that's, it doesn't just help you to be a part of a community, it helps everyone around you too.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you're doing that. And I also think that just even if people don't want to take that course, of course, we're still here just to say, hey, here's some simple steps that you can do it. And here's some simple ways that you can ask questions and step back. And I think mentorship is huge. And I think that having a community is huge, however that looks for you. And a lot of times it's just about creating your own mastermind group, having a group of women or men or a mixed both, and saying, hey, we're all working on these goals to build our businesses. Can we meet once a week for lunch, or can we meet online over Zoom once a week so that we can kind of help one another? For me, I've joined huge communities and then I've joined smaller mastermind groups, and I function best in the smaller mastermind groups. There's more accountability, there's more personalized connection, and those speak to me the most. But I love the idea, Katie, of how to prioritize, how to simplify. If people do want to connect with you, can you give us a quick email and let us know how they can reach you?
Absolutely. Let me start with the website. So if you're interested in learning more about the course, hop on over to accelerateyoursidehustle.com and it will take you right there. If you have any questions for me, you can reach me at Katie, K-A-T-Y, at everydayconfidencecoaching.com.
All right. Fantastic. Katie, you are always a light. You're always full of information. I do appreciate that a lot of your courses and a lot of your work comes from your own personal experience. I think that that's what speaks to all of us. And that's kind of what got you and I reconnected, is us working on different goals. So to those, thank you, Katie, for coming on. And to those of you listening, thanks to our Strong Mind, Strong Body audience. I do want to kind of give you a little tip here, is that you can now kind of help take a survey. There's going to be a survey at the end of the show. You can find it in the description. We're looking for your feedback. We're looking for, hey, what do you like about Strong Mind, Strong Body? What kind of shows would you like to see? What kind of guests would you like to see? Where's their missing space of information that you would really love to learn more about? Because for me personally, coming to you, bridging this gap between mental and emotional well-being and physical well-being, there's a wide range of guests that I can bring you. So I would love to have your feedback. So thanks to all of you listening, and we'll see you next week.